The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Well, we're hopeful. We're hopeful it's going to be a good night. The polling down here is indicating that likely to happen, and we're trying to make sure everybody votes. We've learned a couple of lessons over the last two cycles that if you don't nominate really credible candidates, you have a chance of not even taking advantage of a good year. This could be a good year. American people, I think, want to go in a different direction. They know the only thing they can do is 2014 is change the Senate.
Six terms for Mitch McConnell or not? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Here we are. We're getting ready to vote, many of us. Some of you might have already voted. And the polls have some seats in the Senate in play, meaning it's too hard to call in either direction. Kind of like when we're doing the football thing, like a pick'em. And a pick'em is tough because it could blow either way. This is why I say on this show again and again and again, never ever, my friends, think that your vote doesn't matter, because your vote does matter. And when it's particularly close in Louisiana, in North Carolina, in New Hampshire, those votes matter. Those votes add up to, maybe we have to have a runoff election, or maybe it goes in this direction. So either way, I don't care how you vote, because I always say this and I mean this. We're open for business, right of right, left of left, or somewhere in between. It's about the conversation, and we're not having enough conversations communicating in this country. So let's communicate. And to me, whoever gets elected, whatever it takes, they got to figure out a way to actually make some things of significance happen. What I'm tired about, from my point of view, of seeing again and again and again, is reaction and not action. Let's get some people with a backbone that stand up and take a giant leap forward, even if it's risky. The Washington Post, which does lean right, says 97% chance that the Republicans take the Senate. However, CNN says a 95% chance we go to the gray lady, the New York Times. 70% is what the New York Times is saying. The final pitches are out. There's going to be a lot of video of people voting who are running. And this is it. It's the midterm elections before the tidal wave of 2016, because I think 2016 is going to be a really interesting presidential year. It's about the numbers in the end. Is it a referendum on the president? If you were to visit every single state in America and turn on the tube, I'm just going to pick the tube. You could do radio, but since we're doing radio and it's fun and you hear the spots already on radio, what about TV? Because TV watching is kind of down, right? Since you can stream things or pick out what you want or tape it. But if you were to spend time in everybody's living room and were to watch the ads coming through, you would think it was a referendum on the president, because a lot of the Republican ads are geared toward so-and-so does what Obama would do, what we're tired of seeing. And that's why it's even more intriguing to me what happens, because you've got the Senate in play, the balance of power in Congress, but so much of that hinges on the crafty way ads were put together and whether or not Democrats even brought Obama into their camp to help run. In fact, so many did not do that. They waited till the last second to play the Obama card for fear that it wouldn't necessarily help them. So in a sense, it is kind of a referendum on the president, especially because of the blaming of the press from the Republicans. Are those ads going to be successful? And then the Democrats not really playing up to the president, because they're taking the temperature of their constituents and they don't want to rock the boat. They want to get elected. Mitch McConnell, we started off with him. Mitch McConnell's in a situation where if he doesn't win, part of that would be due to, although he's got a giant lead according to the polls, when I say giant lead, it's still single digit, but it's like 9. If for some reason he doesn't win, because voters come out in droves and decide, yeah, we're not going to do Mitch McConnell anymore, then a lot of that will have to do with the fact that this was one of the targeted spots by the Democrats. They pumped a lot of money into this race against McConnell and, you know, PAC money, et cetera, fundraisers, all of that. A lot of it was targeted in this direction. And the challenger, Allison Grimes, looked like she had really gained a lot of ground. But now in this final stretch, the polls are really kind of blowing back to McConnell. And neither one will stop campaigning until the bitter end, I'm certain of it, until the polls close. But if she pulls that off, that would be something because of these mailers that went out on both sides. She sent out mailers. He sent out mailers. And Grimes is pushing against McConnell in the same old, same old. But with a single digit, it's not necessarily a guarantee, but that he did open up a much bigger lead. And Grimes has slammed McConnell all the way around as an obstructionist in the pockets of big corporate interests. That's the best way to sum it up, because that's what you constantly will hear the ads say. Now, McConnell has a bigger picture in mind. If he wins and the Republicans win the Senate, he wants to be the majority leader. Will that happen? Your guess is as good as mine, reading the tea leaves. But I feel like the tsunami is out there. And with this field, the Republicans definitely look stronger. Now, that changes when we get to 2016. But for now, for these just these midterms, I think the Republicans did a lot of foot traffic, pumped a lot of money into their side of things, and the arm wrestling for votes is truly dramatic and truly is happening all around the country. If it's not for the Senate seats, it's for a governorship, or talking about some of the measures out there that could come down to the wire. Pot, abortion, arena funding. There are heavy, heavy, heavy reasons why people in some areas want to go out and vote, not so much for the representatives, but for even the issues. So are we going to see record numbers? Are we going to see with record numbers, what does that tell us? Is it a push for the Republicans? Is it a push for the Democrats? Will Mary Landrieu hold on to her seat in Louisiana, or does it slip away? Stay with us. More coming your way next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
Be the theme song for some of these politicians the next time we meet on the air. We're going to have wall-to-wall coverage, by the way, for everything that's shaking across the land, particularly in these key races, but not just there, all over the place. You know, in Florida, is it Rick Scott? Is it Charlie Crist? What are they going to say about medical marijuana? What's the voter turnout going to be like for these midterms in the Sunshine State? So, the things that will definitely happen. Will there be a Republican wave? Will they gain the seats? And all signs point to it looks that way. It looks that way. In the meantime, you have the awkward moments of Joe Biden, who is out there talking to a couple of different talk show hosts in saying that the Republicans or the Democrats are willing to compromise. And they will compromise if they have to. The administration is like, whoa, 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 whoa. And then realizing what he's saying, walking it back and saying, no, the Democrats are going to keep the Senate. You guarantee the bat phone lit up and they said, what is Biden saying? Why is he trying to soften the blow just in case? He's the just in case guy. I said it earlier on the show. Joe, just in case Biden. Just in case it doesn't work out, I'm going to throw this out. So now he's saying he doesn't buy the consensus heading into Election Day that Republicans will take control of the Senate. He said he doesn't agree with the odds makers. He says, I think we're going to keep the Senate. If the Republicans do win it, for the first time, by the way, in nearly a decade, what kind of an impact would it have? Will there be some cooperation in these final couple years of the Obama administration, or is it going to be rife with discord and no compromise and no laws and nothing being debated or discussed? Who knows? Or is there a way that it works out like it did with Clinton, and there's going to be a lot of comparisons, and there already has been, to Clinton because of the fact that he dealt with a Republican Congress and was able to work on some key pieces of legislation, and it worked out for Clinton. I mean, even Newt Gingrich, who's a talking head, will say that over and over again, as much as he may criticize the Democrats, he absolutely will stand up for what happened during his watch as the Speaker of the House and the Clinton administration. Would you believe that besides the midterm elections and looking at the indicators and seeing which way the needle swerves, there are other things that are happening around this country? Yes, indeed, it is true. Besides politics and the midterm elections, there are a few other things that are buzzing in the backyard. And some of the buzz includes what happened with this 29-year-old who, you know, it's interesting, the handful of states where you can take your own life legally. This 29-year-old who had a terrible form of a brain cancer, a death sentence without a doubt, who, you know, was terminal, took medication to end her life. And it's this Death with Dignity Act. And they say this compassion and choices. And she had a well thought out and informed choice to die with dignity in the face of terrible, painful, and incurable illness. That's why she moved to Oregon. And she was able to pass away in a house she picked out in Portland. She was married for just a year. You know, had only been married a year when she was diagnosed with the brain cancer. And as many people in her family as could, that could, moved with her to Oregon. So it's interesting because more people have moved to states for those reasons, and she's one of them. And her story became really popular because she did a video explaining her choice, and it got like 9 million views on YouTube. And then she became a spokesperson with the Death with Dignity movement. And the whole idea is if you're terminally ill, you should be allowed to get medication that will let you die on your own terms. And then, of course, there's the criticism for that. People who oppose it and say, you know, when you look at that, how do you allow someone to take their own life? And there's always the chance that something could turn around. But she had stage 4 brain cancer, an aggressive form of terminal cancer, aggressive. And she decided she was going to speak out about what she was doing and that she was taking the medication she'd been prescribed. She was waiting to see her symptoms, the progress before coming up with a date. You know, and is this a mature, great decision in allowing people to have the will to choose? Or is it a very big mistake, and does it lead to other chaos, and will other states adopt it? You know, personally, I think good for her that she made that choice because it exists. And this is what she wanted to do, and her family went with her, and it was terrible. Little by little, she was having pieces of her taken away, and there was no hope. They were treating her. Nothing was happening, and that's what she decided to do. You know, she was married, I guess, in September of 2012. She was diagnosed with cancer in January of 2014. And she became, like I said, that advocate for choosing to to end her life. And I think that debate continues as to whether or not that it should be allowed. And, you know, this is why they call it die with dignity. This is why they have the, you can take the medication as long as no one else administers it. And the numbers don't lie. There's a lot of people who have chosen this route when they have a heavy life choice decision to make on health. Now, there are other people who say, well, what about miracles and what about turnarounds and what about things that we know that have happened, like the woman down the street who had stage 4, and look what happened with her. I think there's some cancers that are particularly heinous, because I think cancer is like a thief anyway. And she got the worst of the worst and knew it and listened to every doctor and certainly didn't want to die, but knew that this was going to be an ugly ending. And as she started to progress, she knew she would get there and didn't want to do that, didn't want to be a burden to anyone, but didn't want to be in that position herself where she was dealing with constant pain and doing ridiculous treatments that weren't working. She wasn't going to do that over and over and over again and put her husband and put her family through that. And that's part of the debate that goes on with chemo in extreme cases when it's stage 4, well gone, you know, well metastasized. What is the right thing to do? Is take the treatment or to live out your days the best that you can? And that argument is not going to be settled in one case by one woman who moved her life, died with dignity, didn't wait until it got that much worse. But she may be a little bit of an anomaly, although the statistics certainly don't show that in Oregon. It shows that a lot of people are choosing to go that route when they know there's no hope and they hold on for a while and decide they don't want to end up that way. They don't want to be a burden. Don't want to be a burden. All right, quickly, I want to definitely work this in here. In talking about her story, something crazy has happened in Mexico. 3 U.S. citizens were among the 4 people that were killed mysteriously in Mexico. In a Mexican village just 5 miles south of the Texas border, it became the final resting place for 4 young boys, all in their 20s. And the police are investigating this to try to figure out, well, how did this happen? And it was a disappearance thing. There were a group of them that disappeared October 13th. Witnesses say they were kidnapped and they were out on a trip, and that's what happened, and they found their bodies in a hole. Wow. Stay with us.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Versus new school here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, inviting in the technical maestro, Matt Johnson. And Matt, we start with natural methods for healthcare, meaning back in the old days, that's why they called them old wives' tales, they used a lot of medicines, natural medicines to help cure you. Versus massive technology and massive decisions to make and all kinds of different doctors and specialists to go to, old school or new school?
Well, I definitely would say new school because the technology is improving and people are living longer and you're able to, I don't know, just especially if you look at sports, just what they can do when you have what used to be a career-ending injury, and people can come back from that now.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I went to a museum in Chicago one time where it's where the first, like, medical museum, and they talk about what they had to do where they just sawed off your leg with just, like, a saw, and you had a rag in your mouth, and people had to hold you down. No, thank you. Gangrene! Yeah. We gotta just sew, we just have to chop off every limb.
And actually, if you think about it, though, like, these new alternative medicines are also coming more to the forefront, too, and gaining some, I guess, what would you say, mainstream acceptance when you have, like, acupuncture and things like that.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that swear by acupuncture for different things.
It was amazing for me when I was going through, I had a lot of stress and then, like, an injury, and it totally just helped me through it.
Yeah,
You feel regenerated.
Yeah, you feel
rejuvenated.
Rejuvenated. My mother, she had something happen to her shoulder, and she went to the acupuncturist, and she swore that made such a huge difference versus whatever the regular doctor was doing. But, yeah, there is something to that for sure. How about natural hair color? Back in the day, a blonde was a blonde if she was blonde, and a brunette. And if she's gray, she went gray, and whatever your color was, muddy, it didn't matter, because she didn't have the hair color thing. Natural hair color versus modern color, where it's anything you want in a box. It costs like $150, $200 when you go into a salon somewhere, but your hair looks awesome. So from a guy's point of view, because guys are visual, what do you think? Natural hair color versus modern color.
Well, I do like the natural approach to things, especially in life. But then also I'm a little bit of a vain individual, and I could see even myself when I get older. I don't know if I started graying earlier, I could handle that.
I got to go. What do they call it? Men's, whatever it's called. There's
men,
a name
what,
for
hair
men's,
club. For, no,
yeah. Hair club. Hair club for men is for balding.
Yeah.
But then there's another one where you can go and get dye.
Just for men. That's what.
Yeah.
It
just
is.
For men. You can go get it in a box and not go gray.
Yeah, I don't know. I may be talking on both sides of my mouth and saying one of each.
Yeah, fine for women to have natural hair color, but not me. No, no, no. Okay, so house phone versus cell phone. And here's the deal. When you have a house phone, it used to be you could just go out and have a life and nobody knew where you were and whatever story you made up or whether they were trying to get a hold of you. But at first, you didn't even have messages. Then you got the clunky box and you could leave a voicemail. Now, anytime, anywhere, people can find you. And the excuse of, oh, my cell phone wasn't charged can only go so far. So you make a conscious decision to be out of touch versus before you were out of touch all the time. House phone or cell phone?
I am a little torn on this because being the age I am, I started, you know, in high school when cell phones were becoming extremely prevalent. And I switched from the pager to the cell phone, and it was this whole new convenience technology, and now you have the internet on your phone, and it's amazing. But at the same time, I do remember still being able to kind of have a life and being able to, like, tell a couple friends, hey, let's go here, and it's just the three of us that would be hanging out, whereas now you kind of have, like, a just everybody can get a hold of you at the same time, and, like, you have just no privacy whatsoever. And I mean, now the only time I can get that is if I go, like, here in the Midwest, we all go up to north to the cabins. That's the only time I can get that is when you go up north, you kind of get out of the range of most cell phone ranges, or you just shut your phone off altogether. And that's the only peace you can get.
Yeah, I agree with what you just said because it makes you kind of frantic a little bit, frankly, because you're open 24/7 if you think about it with a cell phone, which is a blessing in some senses, but terrible in others. And before, it just was natural. People couldn't get a hold of you. They were more patient. They waited because that's how life was.
And I even think, too, the text message changed the game because when you had a cell phone, you could still ignore the call. But when you get a text, it's a little harder to ignore it. You can still ignore it and just choose not to respond, but now you already have that information. It's in your head. So it's not like you're completely just cut off, I guess. You can choose to cut yourself off if you don't answer the phone call, but the text, you read it and you're visualizing it and you're already getting the information.
Yeah, and what's interesting, too, is remember we had somebody on our show about this. There is a way to tell when someone's opened your email. You can pay for a service where they can tell. So you can't be sly about it if you opened an email and didn't feel like responding.
Right.
Respond immediately. All right, Smash Mouth Leatherheads, the old-style football versus football with pads and different kinds of helmets, although you could argue about injuries and concussions. Certainly the gear is way different from the olden days. Which do you think is better?
I would definitely have to go with the football today. It's a a lot more exciting. It's faster. It's harder hitting. It's a lot more exciting big plays. And it's just an advancement.
An advancement. All right. I'm agreeing with you there. Horse and buggy like they have in the Amish country, or vroom vroom, any kind of car or truck?
Well, I don't think you could find me on a horse and buggy and be happy. I don't know about that. I mean, I depend on my car a ton, and I think just the convenience of it and being able to have that independence is just tremendous.
Yep, I agree with you there. Table games versus computer games. When I was back east, my niece, who was 4, wanted to play Candyland and cards and all these other things. Now she's a computer whiz. She can sit on the computer. She can play all the Disney games and any game you put in front of her. She gets it. She's fast. And, you know, of course, she can text all over the place. But she also likes old school, the table games. And it made me miss table games like Parcheesi and Yahtzee and whatever crazy games we had. I wonder if the table game industry is down, because I don't think very many people play games anymore.
Well, I've got kind of a mutated answer, I guess, because I do like the table games fact, but now a lot of people, and my friends and I do this, where we get together and we have a lot of these games on our cell phones, and so you're passing your cell phone around, you're playing games like, you know, Taboo or things like that, and, you know, Outburst, whatever it is. It's similar games to that, but instead of having the actual physical board game, it's on your phone. And, I don't know, there's a lot of fun. There's another game called Heads Up, and so the one person's putting the answer on their forehead that's on the phone, and you're shouting out the clues to them, and then you, like, flip it up or down depending on if you can get it right. So.
Yeah, I like the table games. I like cards. I like the table games. I miss them because, you know, the other games you can play with somebody, but a lot of it's individual.
Yeah.
So that makes a difference. That makes a huge difference.
But I don't know. I still have fun playing video games with my friends and whatnot, but I think if you have a big group of people, you know, a table game is definitely the way to go. But now, like I said, they have them on your cell phone now, so it makes it easier to travel. So now, instead of lugging a game over to somebody's house, it's just on your phone.
Yeah, there's a cool game called Heads Up where you put it on your head.
That's what I was just talking about, yeah.
Yeah, I love that game. Somebody played that with me over the summer, and I thought it was so cool. Because that's like charades or different things where you're yelling out answers.
Right.
So that's kind of a twist on the old game, you know, versus what they have on the phone. But I guess a combination of both. I think that's good, a combination of both.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. Old school, new school. Thanks, Matt.
You're welcome.
Yeah, this was a good one where, you know, you talk about things that affect your vanity, things that affect your lifestyle. And I think the biggest one we keyed on is the phone, how the phone used to be versus what it is today. You know, cell phones have helped people that have been trapped. Somebody's got a stalled car. I mean, there's certainly good things about cell phones.
There's things like convenience like that where I don't know if I could do without it. I mean, I even had a buddy who didn't have a cell phone up until a couple of years ago, but finally it was just like, I can't not have a cell phone anymore just because of the convenience factor. If something does happen, then you have that security blanket.
Yeah, I think the one thing is if you're with somebody who's constantly on the phone and you're trying to converse or have drinks or do whatever, they got to put the phone away after a while. If somebody's constantly looking down, and I've been in that crew where that person is just not paying attention.
Well, I'll fully admit I've been that person in the group before because I try to do too many things at once, but I've been getting better recently of just not looking at my phone and just engaging with what's going on around me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I've been trying to do the same thing, and I was just invited to something where they said, don't bother to bring your cell phone because you're uninvited if you do, because they went to great expense to have this party and they didn't want people to be on phones.
That's the one thing where it's an easy escape for you not to engage. Like, if you go to a party and you don't know anybody that well, instead of, like, if you didn't have your cell phone with you, if you're not pulling it out, you're going to find something to do and entertain yourself and maybe engage with an individual or find something in common. But now if you have your cell phone, you can just look down at your cell phone, entertain yourself, and just kind of be closed off.
Yeah, and I see that happening a lot when I go places. All right, that was fun. Old school, new school. We'll do it again next week. Stay with us, everyone.
folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There's no typical profile. I'm talking about people 18 to 63, I think is my oldest traveler. Finding a typical person, physical being in which that troubled mind sits is actually something that has eluded us. There is not a typical physical vessel that's carrying that troubled mind.
Yeah, we're talking about terror. James Comey certainly knows, as he has tried to search under every rock possible and done the same with his crew as the FBI director. And he talks about often the impact of technology on law enforcement. He is, it's interesting, he is the seventh FBI director, and he looks at this ISIS situation and these lone wolves. And this is the thing that everybody's talking about. This is the scary people are the individuals. The scary people are those that are riled up by what's happening in the quicksand of the Middle East, having seemingly no connection to it, and then all of a sudden they're turned, and they're turned in a couple of different areas, and it could affect their neighbors, could affect the people in their city, because they're willing to go to the mat and do whatever it is they have to do to prove who they're loyal to. And the threat, Comey says it, is even bigger on the individual level than what we're talking about, terror as a whole in groups. Because certainly ISIS is all about the group. ISIS is all about the group moving in and threatening and scaring and doing heinous acts and beheading people and not letting anything stop them and not caring what you think, frankly. Because we've seen the images again and again and again, and something new comes out and they're getting kids and they're beheading kids and they're capturing kids and, terrible things. I don't even think they care about what that image is, by the way. I think they could care less, in fact, what is being said about them, other than is somebody we're going to support Sharia law or the complete Muslim faithful way of life in the United States, in the UK, in Australia, and you can forget about that. Trying to impose, which is the whole thing of separation of church and state, which thank goodness we do have that. But we saw that there are plenty of people that don't share that belief. I think it's just astonishing of all the things that we've covered on this show in this year. I think the ISIS thing is astonishing from a couple of different points of view. One, that you have somebody who is so hateful of being in the United States and so just demoralized by our way of life that they are willing to kill us to prove their loyalty to some nut on the other end who is telling them that this is the way, you infidels. And the level to which ISIS has taken it, unbelievable. So the militants, the ISIS men in black, killed more than 300 people in a Sunni tribe in their recent series of executions. 322 people executed were men and women. That's according to the Ministry of Health, of Human Rights, rather, saying that the dead belong to the Abu Nimer tribe, known for its fighting skill. And Rear Admiral John Kirby said Washington hasn't been able to confirm the figures, but they have no reason to doubt they're authentic. And this happened, the latest thing happened on Saturday when 75 members of this tribe were taken from their homes and killed in the desert near, not far from their town, near their town. And it hasn't been unusual for ISIS guys who refer to themselves as the Islamic State to kill women and children. So there's no all bets are off when it comes to women and children. You know, that used to be the thing. Leave the women and children alone, but not with these guys. So they'll stop at nothing to profligate what they think is the correct way of life. And it just proves again and again they have a warped sense of their place in the world, their ideology, and this coalition has to do everything they can, I think, to wipe them out. I mean, there are arguments over to what degree is ISIS a threat even to the United States, but I think there's a threat if you're rallying people and trying to have them do the absurd and the unthinkable, get them to go out and do something to somebody else. I mean, that's to take an American and push them that way in that direction and have that influence, I think is significant. And we've talked to people on the show about ISIS, people who have encountered ISIS when they were in war. And ISIS has been around for a while. So if anything, they're at their pinnacle in raising money and in getting other people to join the cause. That's why in the beginning we kept hearing, well, you know, this is not going to be a short-term deal. We have a long way to go to do what we need to do against the ISIS foe, and we're not going to put boots on the ground. So this is this coalition, and we're going to bomb them from the air, and that's how we're going to handle this. By the way, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this little fact before I skedaddled from this hour of America tonight. Do you remember the Car Guys on NPR? I used to listen to the Car Guys. Well, one of the NPR Car Guys died at 77. Tom Miglizzoni died, and he was obviously one half of the act. And he, the cause was complications from Alzheimer's. And it's interesting because this is kind of an Alzheimer's awareness month. And his brother Ray remembered him as a really super jovial guy and said, you know, we can be happy. He lived life the way he wanted to live it and all that kind of stuff. But for 25 years, that's crazy. For 25 years, Car Talk was one of NPR's most popular shows. It's kind of the laid-back, free-for-all thing that, you know, talking about cars and occasionally mixing that car talk in. And the typical show featured Mig Lizzone and Ray, 12 years his junior, taking questions from the listeners about whether it was appropriate to buy a BMW Roadster for a teenager, and then other things, what to do with air conditioning and, you know, anything you could possibly think of when it came to cars. And I listened to them. I listened to them, you know, probably a decade ago. I was listening to them and trying to pick up tips on things. And I thought they had a very funny, funny program. But I didn't realize when you think 25 years, it debuted in 1977 on a Boston radio station. And then it was picked up 10 years later. And it had about 4 million listeners in the original broadcast. And then it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And so for NPR, there's no doubt that that was a hit show, one of their biggest shows. And part of it was the kibitzing thing. The back and forth with the brothers was huge. And I think got a lot of people to pay attention to the show and had people interested because they felt like they were eavesdropping, in a sense, on a conversation, which you were. That's how that show evolved. It evolved into the personal touch of a conversation. Going in a different direction, because we talked about him, it seems like 100 years ago, but couldn't be because I haven't been doing this show that long. Joren Vandersloot. Remember him? Who was the whole Natalie Hollywood Holloway thing when she disappeared in Aruba. Was he involved and they were seen together and they never could pin him on that. But then he ended up in jail for something completely different. But he does have a wife, and she says her husband was seriously injured in a stabbing at the Peruvian prison where he's serving time for murder. And the prison is saying, no, that's not true. He didn't get stabbed. All I know is that Joren Vandersloot, whether he's in prison or out of prison, he finds a way to get headlines. I'm serious. Usually negative ones, but he always finds a way. Any thoughts on the midterms or anything else, you can send them my way, americatonight.net.
A Big Berkey water filter.
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.